back to my day trip.
I'm looking up the top of Cannon Mountain. There's the kind of cartoon-esque clouds. Kind of like the movie Up. I feel like that little tram station's gonna float.
Driving through Franconia Notch, the mountains rising on either side of the highway, the snow, granite, and hardwoods blended together against the sun-bleached sky. The bright winter light meant the road was crisscrossed with lean shadows of skinny trees, creating dark stripes that contrasted against the salt stains on the road. The hours stretched until it wasn't an ordinary Sunday, until it was time to make our way back to the ocean.
Clearly, swimming is so integral to my identity and creative practice right now. Like, how many times have I talked about swimming?
This is Anna Bronis again. She's been doing a cold water swim every day since December 1st. She's slowly built up her tolerance to the frigid temperatures, but she quickly became an enthusiast.
In the beginning, I was just like focusing on breathing and resisting every urge that my body had to like get out of the water. And in those moments, your mind is just so focused on that, that there's kind of no space for anything else, which honestly is such a freeing feeling. Like just any anxiety or emotions or like it all just clears out, which is kind of a beautiful thing, especially if your mind is kind of on overdrive all the time.
The first time Anna told me about her swimming practice, I was skeptical. It wasn't until I tried it on February 14th this year that I started to understand.
But recently, I've been able to spend just like a few more minutes that feel like I think about other things more than just the cold. But I wouldn't say that my mind is wandering a ton. It's probably more that I feel clarity. So then by the time that I get out, it's almost like the brain has hit the refresh button and I've kind of cleared everything out. And so then I have this kind of space for thinking about things.
The refresh button.
Yeah.
I wish I could just hit my forehead and have that happen. After talking with Anna, I decided that I would finish our day trip by putting on my swimsuit and jumping into the Atlantic Ocean at high tide for the second time in my life, doing that winter at least. It was 33 degrees out and sunny at Short Sands Beach in York, Maine, when we pulled up and parked. The wind was whipping and I had butterflies in my stomach. It was actually comforting to know that the water temp was a couple of degrees warmer than the air. Before I took my robe off and started the slow walk into the water, I already felt different than I had at the start of the day. I hadn't had any big revelations on our micro-adventure, no great ideas or stories of a lifetime to share. But I felt a subtle shift, like light shining through a keyhole, the precious weight of a skeleton key in my pocket.
It's not that bad. It's not that bad. I just need to do this. One. Two, three.
Featured in this episode are Faith Briggs, Gretel Falzgon, Paulina Dow, Eunice Beck, Anna Bronis, and me, Gail Straw.